Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here for the
to the rubber off his knife in this manner, the only way he communicates with his Africa, Kenyan, and Kishore. The conversation was about getting him up. That's what the conversation was about. Okay, and
hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you. What's up?
Oh, what's going on? Oh, my God. All of this time I'm sitting up here talking on the radio show, and I'm thinking that the people on the phone lines can hear me, and I had my phone on mute the whole time. I didn't even know that the people on the show couldn't hear me. What's up?
No, I said just chilling. What's good with it?
So was you able to catch up on the live and everything that happened this morning while you was out handling your business?
I was able to catch up on it or whatever, and listen to that crazy shit or whatever. I'm gonna make this sweet and simple. This is my thing. Tony has done some things in his time, or whatever the case it is, that people may or may not approve of, or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, when it concerns the people in his house, he's pretty much done right by. You know what I'm saying? Like he ain't been the best motherfucker all the time. You know what I'm saying? But he definitely ain't sure. He damn for sure ain't been the worst. You know what I'm saying? But for somebody to be running around here talking about shooting people and getting people to do shit and all this kind of crazy shit, you know what I'm saying, based upon the fact that they can't be a part of an organization, you know what I'm saying, this shit sounds ballistic to me, and it definitely sounds crazy as fuck to me. Now, taking it a little bit further than this, or whatever the case it is, you know what I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, like, all the bullying shit and all of that shit or whatever, I'm kind of, like, tired of it, and I'm kind of over it. Or whatever
before you get into all of that, everybody is asking, who are you? Because I didn't tell them who you was. So tell them who you
Dick
are.
Dick Johnson. It's Dick Johnson. So as far as all of the bullying bullshit and all that kind of shit, I'm tired of it. Or whatever the case it is, you know what I'm saying? Like all of that I'm a Crip or I'm a Vice Lord, whatever the fuck he is. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this. Whenever, wherever, however, he can get it. He can get it. It's not that serious. It's not that serious for people to be running around here scared and hiding up under rocks and all that kind of crazy shit. I'm tired of it. Everybody else tired of it. The kids in Revlon that just came out or whatever the case it is are scared, you know, or whatever the case it be may be or whatever. I'm guessing the house don't have the muscle like it used to or whatever the case it is. But at the end of the day, the bullying shit is really bothering me. So just cut all of it short or whatever the case it is. We don't have to go through any of that kind of shit. Name your place and we can get it in. It's not that serious.
Mm. Lord. It's a lot, honey. Hold on. We have a caller. Hold on. 03530. You're live on the air on Lituation Wednesday.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I said, how you doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? I just want to speak on the subject or whatever. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I haven't been walking balls in about 3 years because I sit back and I'm just watching or whatever. But I'm here to speak on some other stuff. You know, Tony is my father. And, you know, nobody is perfect. And, you know, y'all wonder why people don't want to participate in certain ballroom communities and certain stuff. You have people with platforms that's calling people family or act like that they care about people, but yet you're adding fire to something that can explode. If I cared about my family member, if I cared about my friend, if I cared about my business or my society that I'm doing, then I would not sit here and try to make a platform that's full of fire knowing that it's going to erupt. So it makes you have to question the people that are around you with these high positions and platforms. What is y'all motive?
Who are you addressing that question to?
I'm addressing the question to whoever is whoever put the platform up that wants to put out all the negative stuff. You know, at the end of the day, I know my dad, and my dad is not going to do anything to anybody. He is a sweet man, but at the same time, please don't get him fucked up. You get what I'm saying? But why would y'all want to press him like that? Why would you want to make him come out like that?
And that's why I feel like I feel like Tony is being pressed up to the wall to make him come out to do something crazy, which everybody knows that he's more than capable of doing. You know what I'm saying? So if this man has got this shit together, he's working, he's doing his own thing, you really don't hear from him or whatever. When he do speak, he speak positivity or whatever the case it is. Why are people fucking with him?
Exactly.
Why is he being
fucked
with?
And at the same time, and if you got a platform and you respect him, we have icons, we got celebrities crossing over where people can actually change their lives. Why in the hell are y'all sitting here playing with stuff that has no life? That is just, it is just beyond me. And they wonder why people do not want to be involved in certain stuff, because it's people
okay,
that's
so
in positions.
I'm gonna address you, because I'm the one that is reporting this. At the end of the day, this is ballroom, okay? I am the top journalist in ballroom, and this is what goes on in ballroom. Things happen. Shit happens inside a ballroom and outside a ballroom, okay? We sit here and we act like, you know, shit does not go on inside a ballroom. Yes. Nobody knows, right? Nobody knows that we had that celebrity ball last week Tuesday, right? Nobody knew, because I was upstairs, and none of my kids or anybody that was outside got involved in the drama and stuff that went on outside, okay? But the Caucasian people outside of that celebrity ball the other day had a big brawl-out motherfucking fight outside, baby, but no one recorded it, okay? No one said anything about it. We're going to stop sitting here and acting like things don't happen in other scenes that happen here in the gay scene, and we report the news. Anything that happens in the news get reported. I use my platform for positivity. I also use my platform for negative. I report whatever comes across my desk.
And I understand that, and I respect you for that, Kelly, but let me ask you one question. You said Tony is your grandfather, correct?
Yes.
So if that's your grandfather and he has been around more than all of us, I don't understand how could you want to put this type of, if you're not trying to take water and iron the fire out, why report something that you're going to make something blow up big? Don't be a part of the problem, be the solution. You get what I'm saying?
Well, hold on, wait, Kelly, let me respond to that. First of all, you're dealing with an mentally stable individual who is not going to stop, because this is what he wants. He wants what he lacks and what he missed out on by doing all them years in prison for doing check writing scams and all the rest of that type of shit. So while everybody else was getting their motherfucking life and he'd been in ballroom for 20 years, he wasn't getting it. So this is where he steps in, that he's trying to get it off somebody else's back. So it's not just that Kelly's making shit blow up. You know what I'm saying? Even though some things could be handled behind the scenes or whatever the case is, this person's going to do this shit irregardless whether Kelly get in the middle of it or don't get out. This person got his own platform. He got to pay.
And I understand that, and I get all of that, you know, but I put it like this. If I know that there's someone that's close to me and I love them and I've already seen them being in trouble, I already know what they're capable of, I'm not going to be posting stuff or trying to put extra fire to something for other people to have their own opinion, which none of them have any opinion on this. You know, you got people speaking on stuff that ain't got nothing to do with their personal relationship.
Fuck all the bullshit about what we could do to make it go away. It can't go away. Where does she want it at? Where does she want it at? All of this trying to solve the issue and solve the problem and come to some resolution and all that, it ain't gonna happen until he motherfucking get
okay.
his goddamn head split
right.
in half.
All right. So let me put this on your table. So if we sit here and we keep throwing fire to it and it actually happens and someone turns around and get killed, and then y'all sitting here looking stupid.
Then her family will have to bury her.
Killed,
then her family will have to bury
why
her.
Why would you want to put something
run
like that? Because that's
feel like
gonna
he can bully everybody. Who's gonna let a person run around here thinking they can bully everybody and talk about they're gonna beat up whole houses and beat up femme queens and transgender women and all this kind of shit? That shit is crazy. That's just crazy.
I understand that.
That's where somebody got to step in and draw the line. If you really look at the women in your community as women, then you wouldn't sit here as a man and let this motherfucking nigga run around here tomorrow. He going to hit them queens and shit like that. That shit is dead.
Understandable. Understandable.
I was the one that tried to resolve the problem earlier, but it seems like it's no resolution to the problem. So what I asked for
is a resolution to the problem. The resolution to the motherfucking problem is if you say you all the what you say you
what
are,
I, wait, hold
you
on.
Get out there
what
in
I
the 007
what
and make your motherfucking
asked,
name. Why you gotta take somebody's house?
What I asked for of Tick Tick, for me knowing Tick Tick for the years, and for Tick Tick being a part of the House of Mizrahi, and, you know, I was the only one that can calm him down and control him when he was a Mizrahi. What I asked for him earlier on the live was, if y'all have a situation, can y'all handle the situation as men and just deal with you and Tony in the situation, you and David, and the other two people that jumped in on the situation? Okay, Tick Tick said it's not going to go down like that. It's not going to happen. He's going to do what he has to do because everybody jumped in. I tried to resolve the situation. I tried to be a mediator in the situation, but I can't be a mediator. If something happens in ballroom, I am ballroom news. This is what I talk about. I talk about the good, I talk about the bad, and I talk about the ugly, baby. We can't try to sweep everything that happens negative underneath the motherfucking rug, bitch, and only talk about the motherfucking positive, because when you got positive, you got a motherfucking negative, baby, and shit motherfucking happens. Shit happens in ballroom, shit happens in the real scene, bitch, and all types of things, okay? Everybody, shit is publicized all the time. Okay? And
first of all, people don't even know half of what's going on behind the scenes of this bullshit.
Tick Tick, you ask who the person is that's talking on the live. Tick Tick is Vic Johnson that's talking on the live.
You say what?
So Tick Tick asked who was the boy that was talking on the live, and I let him know it was Vic Johnson.
Okay, so this is my thing. People don't even know everything else is going on behind the scenes. This motherfucker just told Father Tony the other day, or whatever the case it is, that he can either do one or three things. That's bow down, or whatever the case it is, or motherfucking pay him $1,000, or take an ass.
I'm up in here.
What kind of shit is that?
No.
What kind of shit
That's
is
too
that?
Much.
No, you give me eight
$8. Okay. Okay, that's too much.
Listen, at the end, I said, I gave everybody, Vic Johnson wasn't able to come on the line earlier. It was some other people that wanted to come on the line and wanted to say something, and they wasn't able to get on the line because they work at nighttime and they sleep during the daytime. So I said, we was going to cancel the show, but I said, I'll do the show and give everybody else a chance and an opportunity to voice their opinion and stuff. Maybe at the end of the day, it's a lot. Shit is going to happen. However we look at it, it's going to go down and it's going to happen. I hope at the end of the day that no one winds up in the hospital, no one winds up in a body bag, but at the end of the day, shit is going to happen. At the end of the day, yes, we can be mothers and we can be fathers of these houses and all types of things of that nature. At the end of the day, we are not these people's biological parents, okay? If they didn't respect their parents and do shit like their parents told them to do and they ran away from their parents, they're going to do the shit regardless whether we tell them to do it or not.
Well, running always comes before destruction, so all you can say.
I even tried to talk to Tick Tick. I tried to talk to Tick Tick or whatever the case it was, you know what I'm saying, trying to mend the situation, you know what I'm saying, because it was getting out of control, it was getting out of line, and actually, it wasn't even meant to be this big. It didn't have to go this big. It didn't have to go this far. They could have parted ways amicably and left it alone. It was not that serious, you know what I'm saying? But when people getting on here talking like they're going to shoot people and all this type of crazy shit, and they got people lined up from these different gangs that's supposed to be in a heterosexual society and all this type of shit or whatever the case place it is, you know what I'm saying? And all this stupid ass shit, beating up some queens, beating up little kids that don't have shit to do with it. Don't even know who the fuck you are unless they look at some shit with you beating on somebody or bullying somebody, you know what I'm saying? Who gonna draw the line? Or is everybody gonna be scared to do something? Where happened to unity? You know what I'm saying? If you want to look at it, every icon in this motherfucking scene should have said, you know what, we're going to lock this motherfucker out. Period, point blank, no matter what ball we throw out this motherfucker, he can't come. He's out of ballroom, period. And then all the rest of that shit. But that shows you right there how many people in this scene are really against Father Tony and really want to see him. What they want to see is demise any motherfucking way. Let's be serious. Put it out
there. They comment on the live, and he said to tell you to get the fuck out of here.
I don't
want to
hear what
that
bitch had to say. She can say it to me in person. I'm not that type of person to keep talking to her like that.
That's what he said. That's what he said. He said, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Bottom line, see him in person.
And we can do that. It's never been an issue for me. It's never been an issue for me. It's never been an issue for me. Never, ever, ever. Never.
I just, you know, listen. I just don't, I hope that, you know, like I said, and I'm going to continue to say, wherever this may happen at, if it's at a ball or at a club, I hope that everyone just respects everybody, events and everything, and not let this
It's not even about an event. Nobody don't even give a fuck about none of that gay shit or none of that right now at this point in time. To be perfectly honest with you, talking that stupid-ass shit and all them threats and all that type of shit, ain't nobody on it. What y'all can do is set up a GoFundMe and start selling TikTok Memorial T-shirts to motherfucking pay for her shit. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. All that tattoos on the face, it don't mean shit to nobody. That scares and these little people out here and everything. That's something. That ain't shit to nobody. That ain't shit to nobody. Them tattoos on the face don't mean a goddamn thing. She can still get her ass whooped just like any motherfucking body else. I spank that bitch like a newborn baby. And leave it at that. It's not that serious.
Harold, welcome to my live, Harold. Welcome to my live. You know, honey. Ciao. I wish y'all can all get on the phone together as a collective whole.
It's not even that serious. My thing is that you're not going to keep on bullying people. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to keep on bullying people. At some point, somebody got to stop. At some point, somebody got to stop you. And if everybody too scared to do anything about it or whatever the case it is, then dun 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 dun. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's not that serious. To keep going back with all these lives, all these motherfucking conference calls and all this bullshit. Oh, you got to whoop this nigga and keep it moving. Whoop this nigga and keep it moving. It ain't that serious. It ain't that hard. The job ain't that hard. It paid minimum wage. I'm here to get it.
718-346, you're live on the air on Lituation Wednesday. Oh, they watching my live chat. We ain't got time for that, honey. Okay. It's really a lot. Money.
It's a whole lot, and it's really not that serious. It's motherfucking ballroom. It's a competition.
We got Keisha. We got Keisha Revlon is on the phone with us. Hey, Keisha.
Hey.
What's the tea, girl?
Hold on. I'm trying to. My phone acting crazy.
You know the situation. You know the situation is crazy. When you got old school Revlons that ain't been out in forever, baby, coming out, honey. So you know this is a Lituation Wednesday. Okay. It's definitely a Lituation, honey.
Hello. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah,
how are you, sis?
I'm on the air.
So I missed what happened earlier. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to take bases with a lot of situation. And with whoever his father, Tony Grass, I got on the phone, I understand all that. But like I said, honestly, people, I brought this to Kelly, and I told Kelly to put me on the show today. So it ain't no tea about it, because I'm going to clear all this up. And this will be the first and the last post that I got to post and say, and it's going to be nothing else that need to be said. Far as Tick Tick, no one did him wrong at all. No one disrespected him. We showed him nothing but the greatest respect because we looked at him as family. Far as you saying people paid you money, Tick-Tick, no one, you never gave no one no money. And no one is paying my father bills. My father works for the government now. He's doing very good for himself. All this shit that you're saying is shit that happened years ago, and no one ever paid my father bills because then I was living with my father. So you get on these lives and entertaining all these shows for what? That's my whole thing. You call this man your father, and this is why, Kelly, I don't fuck with gay people no more. One minute we girlfriends, then the other minute the soon as the devil comes, you sell your soul for them. No one did anything to Tick Tick for Tick Tick to be on live doing what he wanted to do. Yes, they granted, they gave him overall father. They all felt like he could have been the best overall father. And this is the shit that you give and the thanks that we get back. Like, I don't give a fuck about this house stuff. I don't give a fuck. My main concern, me getting on here, is the threat that you keep putting out there. You trying to bully somebody for something that's never going to happen. This is what bitches called me a bully for many years. I've never been a bully. I'm the bitch to stop bullies. So all that bullying shit you doing, you can kill all that. Because if you was a real-ass nigga, you wouldn't be posting lives and all that. You know where my father lived. You would have been knocked on his door. Y'all would have handled it like two motherfucking people, two niggas on the street who love each other and care about each other. So after we fight, we can hug and make up. And that would have been squashed. All this you entertaining this scene shit, that shows that you don't want no problems. You don't want to fight. So stop all the bullshit because no one did anything to you. And that's not what you built for. And I'm telling you, you're not built for it. So let that shit go. And stop all the bullshit because at the end of the day, we still.
He said you still owe him money. He want his money.
I owe him money, Kelly. I owe Tick Tick money. Let me give you the rundown. I don't owe no faggot shit. And if you feel like I've owed you money, bitch, like I told you when you called my motherfucker phone 3 years ago, I said, bitch, if you feel like that, you come get your motherfucking money. I don't owe you shit. Tick Tick, when you came in this house of Revlon, we bailed you out for $600. I'm going to give you the motherfucking history. And if y'all out there, she can confirm it. We gave Tick Tick $600 out of my pocket and Father Tony's pocket to get this man out of jail. He was supposed to pay me back the money when he first came home. Tick Tick gave me $100 when he first came home. I didn't hear nothing else from Tick Tick ever again. And it wasn't even $100 in cash. It was $100 with him writing his little check that he got me a gift card. And I ain't even give a fuck about the money because that's what I do. If you family, I look out for you. And that's why I keep telling my father, stop fucking with these people and stop bringing them a part of our family because I'm tired of looking out for motherfuckers and they give us their ass to kiss. If you family, that's what we're family do. We look out. So I didn't even respect for no money to get back. When Yaya, Tick-Tick got locked up the last time, his girlfriend Yaya didn't have nowhere to go. I took Yaya in my house. I let Yaya trick out of my house to make money to get Tick-Tick out of jail. And when she gave the green dot card to my father Tony took the $200 that Tick-Tick owed me because he felt like y'all not going to keep disrespecting my daughter like that. So he took the $200 that Tick-Tick owed me out the money. And which was right. I didn't even care because I got so far. Well, if you feel like we needed a $200, you take it and you do something with it or whatever. So after that happened, I ain't hearing nothing from Tick Tick. He talking about somebody owe him $200. How you owe me $200 and you owe me the $200? But anyway, I don't even care about none of that. Tick Tick ain't never done nothing for nobody but himself. And that's what he get. That's where he's going to be at by himself. Because ain't nobody rocking with all that bullshit that he got going on. He need to grow up and he need to play with kids. Because ain't nobody going to keep playing this little game with Tick Tick or entertain Tick Tick at all. So, Tick Tick, you know where my father is. If you have a problem with him, you deal with him. Ain't nobody going for that bullying shit. Ain't nobody going for none of that bullshit. okay? And my father's not entertaining you at all, and I'm mad that he got on this live to entertain you because.
And that's exactly what I said.
He got too much going for himself to worry about you, Tick-Tick. And people don't have to worry about my father acting up because if you know my father, he's not losing everything for no faggot unless Tick-Tick put his hands on him. Now, if Tick-Tick put his hands on him, that's a whole different ballgame. No one's out here trying to fight or bully or do nothing to nobody. We just trying to win. We trying to secure the bag, mama. That's all. We just doing what we got to do to come up. We say nobody thinking about you, Tick-Tick. When we go to sleep at night, we don't think about you and what you got going on with these lives. Bitch, you look stupid. You're not shaking no mother. You're not going to get no name off my motherfucker father. Bitch, if you felt some type of way, leave. Build your own house and keep it the fuck moving. And father didn't have to send David for you. You disrespected David. You disrespected that man. That man beat you like a man. And if it, and the outcome could have came way worse, but he told everybody not to get involved in it because he wanted to show everybody the bitch that you was. And it's a proven fact. So all that you giving, cancel that. But my
and as far and as far as him,
Africa,
wait a minute, hold on.
Hold on, Dick Johnson. My thing is with Africa. I don't know what you going through Africa or what you feeling, but I'm gonna break it down to you like this. What you did earlier was totally disrespectful, totally out of line. Because at the end of the day, he never pointed fingers towards you. You choose to get on here and say something. You choose to get on here and be disrespectful. You sold your soul to the devil for what? I don't know why or what you feeling and who got you gassed up. But at the end of the day, Africa, we stuck with you through it all, okay? Well, as you stuck with us through it all. So don't get up on here and feel it on nobody else's time.
My thing is this, and I'm going to leave it alone. As far as the Midwest Revlons go, I started that. I put that into place. There wouldn't be Revlons in the Midwest if it wasn't for me. He put his hands, I'm not even a Revlon anymore, but if he put his hands on one, they'll be bringing her back home at the bottom of a plane. Ain't nobody on that bullshit. The bullying shit stops here. It's over with. It's over with. It's over with. It ain't about you having to be a Revlon to have muscle and all that type of shit or whatever the case it is. If you got love for your father, who you say is your father or whatever, then you won't let a motherfucker run around here and run rampant. That shit is dead. He done been through enough. Tony done been through enough. That shit is over with. It's done. It's done. Move the fuck on or get beat the fuck up.
No, then y'all praising Africa talking about she did it. She should be over all mother. Kelly, if y'all got room for making someone over all mother, maybe y'all might could take her and beat over all mother, Miss Arahi, but it would never happen here. Maybe y'all can make room for her to beat over all mother Miss Arahi. But she didn't do nothing but show that bitch you not for the house. Because if you was for the house, when Tick-Tick was doing all that faggot shit, you would have stepped up and said something then. If you was a thoroughbred bitch, you would have said something to Tick-Tick. This is your girlfriend, but you led her on to continue to keep doing this by saying that you love the house and you love bitch that you not you can't serve two masters. And that's as simple as that. It's either, bitch, you want to fuck with the house or you not fucking with the house. When Tick-Tick did all that shit, he should have been someone that you should have been, like, letting him know, like, what you doing is fucked up, Tick-Tick. You need to take this shit down. You and Tony should be talking about this amongst yourself. What are you trying to prove? So apparently you ain't for this motherfucking house. So you can go on with Tick-Tick, too. Because at the end of the day, we're going to keep on rising. And we're going to keep on doing what we're doing. But we don't need no fake bitches in our motherfucking corner. And I'm not going to play no one coming at my motherfucking corner or no disrespectful shit because he didn't come on here disrespecting nobody else. And anybody knows, my father don't send nobody after nobody. That's the shit that punks do or female figures. But a grown ass man ain't gonna sit nobody. He going if he had an issue with Tick-Tick, he would have stepped to Tick-Tick himself. He don't have a problem with Tick-Tick. Tick-Tick have a problem with him.
And it's so crazy to me that this motherfucker just sat there and said on live that he
Tick-Tick, why are you mad? That should have been the only question that anybody should have been asking Tick-Tick, because he couldn't even explain to you why he mad. Yes, Tick-Tick, you came in the house. My father was stuck in Florida, as you quote by quote say. How you stuck somewhere and you get home the same day that you wanted to leave? And he also got you, the same person that got him home, got you home. for.
I'm really concerned with the fact that everybody talking about some.
Stop trying to motherfucking make yourself look good, Tick Tick, because you look tired. The shit that you say is tired. Everyone knows, bitch, you get a check every month and you write checks, bitch. You just as broke as the next bitch you're trying to get up.
And then you running around here talking about he going to beat on female figures, and then all you see on Facebook is the female figures.
We
oh, my
already
God.
Know. Dick Johnson, why are you entertaining all that? You already know he not going to put a hands on none of the girls. That's what we not going to do. So I don't know why y'all entertaining these threats and all that. He's not going to put his hands on none of the girls. Because we're going to protect them with all costs. So that ain't never going to happen. None of the girls over here don't ever have to worry about that. None of them. Because none of the girls did nothing to Tick Tick. And, yeah, if something happened to one of them girls, yeah, you, Mike Kelly, all hell will break loose.
Lord,
you absolutely.
I don't know how that fella break loose. I really don't.
Well, whoever said it.
I want them to just square up in the street if they got square up it and get it over with, baby, because I need all hell breaking loose, honey.
We not coming to nobody ball with no drama, because that's not even, we don't stand for that no more, Kelly. Like, my father works for the government now. Do you think he have time to, after he did all what he did to get his life where it's at, to be out here worrying about somebody? Do you really think he got time for that, Kelly? When the last time you heard my father in anything? Yes, he when me and him got into it, when me and this man got into it, we didn't do all this. We didn't do all this because it was no need to do all this, because this is my father, this is my friend. This is what we go through. This is what friends and family go through. But in this case, Tick Tick, no one did nothing to you. You're just crazy. Go take your medicine. Do the world a favor. You're crazy. Go
well,
get your medication in, you girl.
Africa just joined the live, honey. Africa just joined the live.
Mm-hmm.
When people want attention, they normally get attention, and it ain't never the attention that they want.
But Africa.
She's not on the phone. She on the live, but she can hear you. You can go ahead. She can hear
you.
Oh,
you can bring. You ain't got to do that. You can bring her in.
Oh, well,
Africa,
call in. Hold on. We got a caller. 347-413. You're live on Lituation Wednesday.
This is all bullshit. All bullshit, okay?
Land on Africa.
All of this shit is bullshit. All of it.
All the fake profiles and shit, I ain't got time for that. I'm wanting to talk to the people involved.
Hold on,
they going. That fake profile is going. Africa calling to the show, Africa. Because she just joined the live.
Okay, hold on.
You get on my nerves. Well, I get on your nerves, Tisha. What did I do? Africa calling to the show, Africa. Africa's going to call in, honey. She'll be calling in a minute. Because she just joined the live, honey. Hold on. We got another caller. 336-763. You're live on Lituation Wednesday.
Hello?
Yes?
And I got...
This is Africa. I'm calling off my house phone.
Oh, hey, Africa. Oh, I know this number. Hey, Africa.
Yeah.
Here go Africa, Keisha.
539.
Now, what's going
hey,
on? I just woke up. Everybody was just calling me, texting me, inboxing me. What's the tea? What happened?
Keisha, you
still
there? Hold
hello.
On, Africa. Yeah,
Keisha. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah,
you got up on this live that was being disrespectful
hold
to
on,
my father today.
Hold on 1 second, real quick. So we're going to do this on live?
No. You brought it on live. You did
no,
all
no,
that.
Tony brought it on live.
That's what I'm trying.
Okay, so
that's
go ahead,
what I'm trying
ahead.
To figure out. That's what
no,
I'm
I mean,
trying to figure out.
We can do this on live. Go ahead. I'm gonna be,
okay.
be respectful
like
to me.
I
I'm gonna be respectful to you. Okay.
You got on here. You disrespected my father on live. Am I right?
That's how you took it, but no, I did not. But go ahead.
Well, bitch, don't tell me, girl, don't tell me how I'm taking it. I'm asking you a simple question. Yes or no?
No, I did not disrespect Father Tony. That you may have taken it like that, but I did not disrespect him.
Don't keep saying what I took it. I'm asking you a question.
And I said no.
Here, so I'm asking you a simple question. You said
and
no.
And I said no.
So let me ask you a question. When Tick-Tick was online, did you get online and say anything to Tick-Tick?
When I got on live, Tick-Tick had just finished saying whatever the bullshit he was saying about Paris. Father Tony started. I didn't say anything at first before I actually asked for the number to call in. What pissed me off and made me mad with Father Tony.
No,
let me finish. Please, 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 please. Because, see, now we have to give backstory. We have to give the backstory to see how we ended up where we're at right here. See, this is what people don't know. But since we have to do this on live for some particular reason, Saturday while I was at the D.C. Trans Ball, Father Tony called my phone. Father Tony said somebody told him or asked him over the phone who was Africa loyal to. Was Africa loyal to Tick-Tick or was Africa loyal to Tony? I couldn't address him right then and there because I was sitting on the panel. I called Father Tony as soon as I got to the room. I told Father Tony, I said, hey, I don't mean no harm, but you know I put on for my house. I screenshotted a conversation I had with Tick-Tick, and I told Tick-Tick myself, love you down. Whatever you and Tony are going through, cool, but you're not going to tear this house apart. I told Father Tony the same exact thing. This was Saturday night after the ball going into Sunday morning. That was that. I didn't speak to nobody on Sunday. Tick-Tick called me down. I was not in the mood to deal with anybody. I didn't speak to Tick-Tick Sunday, nor did I speak to him on Monday. Tick-Tick even hit me up asking me how was Father Tony doing during the hurricane. I called Father Tony on Monday. He didn't answer. I called him on Tuesday. He didn't answer. I shot him a text. I said, are you okay? When I got on the phone with Father Tony very much so gave, what's up, Africa? What's up? I'm like, hey, did I do something to you? Father Tony's exact words to me was, I just don't know who to trust after the phone call I just got, and you still talk to Tick-Tick. That's questioning my loyalty 2 times within a 3-day frame. I'm like, huh? Let's be real. Me, Tick-Tick, Father Tony, Kenya, Yaya, let's go back. We've been had a good relationship. When Tick-Tick was living at the fucking hotel on house arrest, we all been rocking for each other. So just because him and Father Tony are in a bad place, I'm supposed to turn my back on Father Tony or turn my back on him, I stayed neutral of the situation. Ask Rodney, hell, even Michael Ebony called me and asked me, he inboxed me telling me what I should do and if I need anything, yada, yada, to alleviate the situation. Carol wrote me this saying the same goddamn thing. So when Father Tony got up on live, after Tick-Tick said Revlon was texting him, he said no Revlon speaks to Tick-Tick besides Africa, Kenya, and Keyshawn. Over 275 goddamn people was on this live. Why are you insinuating that I'm not being loyal to my house? If I wanted to leave with Tick-Tick...
That's not what he said. You just said what he said.
That's exactly
he said it's only three
said.
People who talk to Tick-Tick.
Kelly,
he
no.
He said only three people.
Where's your old... Kelly, dude, is the old live still up? Because everybody called my phone and said the same thing. I heard
what did he say, Kelly?
Why would you? Do you remember
what did he say?
He said
Kelly.
The only people that speak to, he named the people that Africa named were the only people in the house that that speak to Tick-Tick and fuck with Tick-Tick.
So he never
the
excludes
only three
you. He said the only one who
so
speaks to Tick-Tick. So to me, for you to get on there, Carmen, you felt that he was talking to you. You felt that he was saying, he said the only one who talked
only because
to
Father Tony just called me Saturday night and told me.
Regardless,
that,
and that means if you told him that means he wasn't talking about you, because if he felt like he was saying that you was the one, he would have called your name out. If he felt
so
like
said,
that,
that's Africa, the case. Why would Father Tony bring that up to me Saturday?
Like that,
and then turn right back around and bring
Tony?
The same thing up to me Tuesday.
If you felt like that, why didn't you call Father Tony? If you felt like you were for the house with Tick-Tick was putting
again,
all that
Keisha,
bullshit up
once
on
again.
It.
No,
when
no,
Tick-Tick,
no, no,
when Tick-Tick was putting all that bullshit up
there, and we're going to speak on live and put everything in there, I screenshotted my whole conversation from Tick-Tick and I from Saturday to Tuesday and
sent
Father Tony a message to
say,
hey, baby, what are you talking about?
Tick-Tick.
I haven't spoken. What are you talking about? So don't say, why
you
didn't I call Father Tony?
About.
Why didn't he call me? And I didn't disrespect him. I told him how I felt. Stop questioning my motherfucking loyalty to this goddamn house.
You're not loyal to this house, Africa.
And that's how you feel.
And that's
feel.
Hello?
And that's how you feel.
Yeah. You're not. You
show
me that you're not.
Keisha, you don't know from the Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly. Okay, I have a question to ask you. The conversation we had earlier, did you say, you said just like this, your Revlos who's texting him and all that needs to stop texting TikTok?
Yeah, I was talking. When I said that, I was talking about the ones that was threatening him, telling him that if he does something, that's what I said.
After you said that, I said that's a fucking lie because you said the Revlons is texting him and threatening. I said that's a fucking lie because the only people that took to communicate with is Kenyon, Africa, and Keyshawn. To that statement you made, I've never said that Africa, Keyshawn, and Kenyon was being betrayed. I never said that. I was answering, going back to what you said, stated. Right or wrong, Kelly?
Yeah.
Bitch, I don't give a fuck. That bitch making shit. She phony as a motherfucker. And bitch, if she wanna rock with Miss Tick Tick, that's what the fuck she need to do. All that, I don't give a fuck what she got going on, but she won't keep disrespecting you. That's for a motherfucker sure.
I don't like the
that.
Fact that y'all got Tony on this motherfucking live shit because then everybody knows
no,
he don't do the lies and all that kind of shit. So a lot of shit
because this
is
the last time we
want to
talk about it, but I'm just letting people know
we not
fucking up nobody's balls. We not trying to be with no motherfucking body. We don't have no beef with nobody, but
hold on for a minute. It's just like I said earlier, Kelly. Like a lot of people got mad at me because I got on live.
I told you that to get on here. It's just like I said earlier.
I never had a problem with TikTok. Never. I had that man back from the time he came back into this house with my overall values and all that. I fought for him concerning him being an overall father. I never had a problem with this man. Never. Now, such as what Africa's saying, she's talking about she's loyal to both of us. You let me say this to Africa.
Excuse me. When did I say that?
You say you loyal to the both of us, correct?
I said I'm loyal to my house. And I told
When Tick Tick read this house, Africa, you are main
and
one.
Every time
Tick
says something bad about the house, I told Tick Tick how I felt about what he said. What do you mean? Tick Tick might scare other people, but we don't have that relationship. I can tell him how the fuck I feel.
Bitch, Tick Tick don't scare nobody. Who Tick Tick scared?
Who
is
scared?
Like I
baby,
said,
Tick
can scare whoever he wants.
I brought you to this scene.
You've been around long enough to know Tick Tick don't scare nobody.
TikTok don't scare no goddamn body at all. But my thing is with you, Africa. In the end of the day, Africa, no one was seeing you. Bitch, I went to war and battle because I knew what you was going to be capable to become. I knew who you were.
And I just told Father Tony on the phone
and
Saturday night.
No,
because see, this is what's getting me right here. Because Father Tony, the conversation we just had fucking Saturday night, my exact words to you were, hey, you know I'm forever indebted in you. If it wasn't for you, I was supposed to be in fucking jail. So let's keep it a thousand. No, what I will not do is sit up here and try to make it seem as though I'm not loyal to the fucking house.
What I'm trying to do is say to you is how the shit went down.
And you could have called my phone. That's what you could have. But y'all wonder why they read
First
the house.
First of all, let's keep it
the
fuck
100, shit
Africa.
Like
bitch, I be, Africa, let's keep it 100, bitch. You know, bitch, I be calling you down. You don't answer your motherfucker phone for me. And me and you ain't on them terms when I'm going to call your phone. I stayed the fuck out of the bullshit till this motherfucker starts throwing threats, talking about he going to move, beat somebody down and all. Bitch, when that came, that's when I'm stepping in. Because the threat shit gonna stop. And that's how you should have felt if you was for this motherfucking house when he said he was gonna put his hands on every fucking femme queen in this house. That's when the motherfucker
so
bullshit
should
have stopped.
So you're telling me, so you sitting up here telling
one thing,
me,
hold on, Africa, wait a minute, Africa. One thing I will say, wait a minute, Africa. One thing I will say is this.
Ain't parents a female figure in this house?
Wait a minute, Africa. Africa.
Once he put that bullshit on that motherfucking page.
When I spoke to Africa on Saturday, the one thing that she did say is that she's been trying to talk to him to make him get away from the bullshit or whatever.
It's nothing to talk about once he threw a threat to every female figure in this motherfucking house.
First of all, number one, why am I sitting up here arguing or threatening somebody over Facebook? Like, I'm not finna do that. At all. Because if you want to break
Africa,
it down,
who's
going to
do that? You know I'm at bitch.
No. If you want to break it down.
I don't ask you to do that, Africa, because I'm not going to do that.
No, hold on, no. Because see, you're not going to keep over talking me and make it seem as though Africa's this type of motherfucking person. Because like I told them earlier today when we had a conversation on the phone, I hope y'all motherfuckers are ready to fight. And Paris is listening on this goddamn line. Press motherfucking one and tell them what the fuck I told you. The first person in my brain, I said, well, bitch, they need to call Keisha. Because she said no, because Keisha's crazy. I said, but that's the only way the situation is going to get fucking handled. Now, because I'm not sitting up here arguing with Father Tony or arguing with Tick Tick because before it got to where it went to last night, I'm the wrong person. Bitch, me and Tick-Tick had a relationship outside of this whole house bullshit. Not being fucking funny. When him and Father Tony started going back and forth and all that tension, I was the one telling Tick-Tick, hey, baby, Father Tony's not saying this. Father Tony's actually saying that. Tick-Tick kept telling me the warrior was coming back telling him something completely different. And it ain't me keeping bullshit going up. You have bitches in this motherfucking house that keep the bullshit going up. But I'm going to say it like this right here. If y'all want me out the house, and I'm not so loyal to Revlon, that's all you have to say. Because I got 1 foot in ballroom and 1 foot out. It's not that serious. This don't pay my bills at all. But the fact that you decided to call the live or call in here instead of calling my phone, I just called your phone yesterday before I hung up on Father Tony and sent her those screenshots. Like, I just called you yesterday, Keisha. You didn't answer the phone.
Oh, I'm not going to answer my phone because you don't fuck with me.
I wasn't calling you to be no girlfriends. I was calling you to speak on behalf of Father Tony. We had one common interest. That was it.
Hold on.
The rest of this shit could be handled internally. The only thing that's concerning everybody is the threats. The threats, that shit is done. It's over with. Ain't nobody here for the shit. Period, point blank. If he want it, he can get it. He can get it whenever he want it, however he want it, wherever he want it. It's not that motherfucking serious. All of this going back and forth through lives and conversations and he say, she say, and passing messages and writing kites and throwing them over the fence and all that bullshit. Ain't nobody got time for that. Bitch, where's she at?
That's all you want?
It's not that serious.
Well, at the end of the day, I'm the type of person that I look from the inside, from the outside to the inside, and it looks like that y'all have to have a conversation because it seemed like the Royals are playing both sides of the fence, and the Royals is playing Tony's side of the fence, and the Royals is playing Tick Tick's side of the fence, and they are starting a whole bunch of motherfucking drama that has no reason for it to even be this drama.
Kelly, I have something to say. It's just like I said earlier, Kelly, that I had a conference call with them. Every 11 of them said yes to Tick Tick. So whoever went back and told Tick Tick a lie that the whole world you said no, that's a fucking lie. That is a lie. I told Tick Tick that at the beginning, like non-Tick Tick is not like that. They want you to be the overall father. I said this all to Tick Tick. Tick Tick knew that. Tick Tick Nunes. So all that live and stuff was unnecessary to me because Tick Tick know that I had much love for him. He know that inside his heart. He know that. But disrespect,
yeah,
I don't disrespect. I never disrespect Africa on No Live. I didn't disrespect Tick Tick on No Live. Africa came on my live thinking that I was saying something else that what I was not saying. Now, that's what Africa disrespect. I never disrespected Africa on live or no public forum or anything like that.
And another thing, too, stop calling this bitch Tick Tick. Tick Tick to me insinuates that she almost out of time and she great blow up. That's not going to happen. Call her Justin. That's her name. Justin.
I'm back, y'all.
So,
I had to push out
so
on hold.
Kelly, that's exactly what happened on my conference call. Like, I usually would not tell the public what goes on within the house, but that's other people that does that. I don't do that. But that's what happened on my conference call with my lawyer. And what got people mad was, why did Tony have a conference call with his lawyer? Out of respect, to let them know what changes was about to be made within the house. And then the next conference call was going to be Tick Tick and Paris to welcome them both as being the overall panelists. And they was going to come out at the Len Vinball, which was that I was going to, me and Tick Tick was supposed to have been dressed alike, which Tick Tick didn't know none of that because she didn't get a chance for nobody to talk to him. Tick Tick went by what somebody told him. Instead of me and Tick Tick supposed to be so deep, he should have called me and asked me. I have never lied to Tick Tick before.
You ain't got to explain all that about that. Fuck that faggot. I don't give a fuck about that shit no more. And as far as what Africa said, that's bullshit to me. I don't give a fuck about that, what she said, because at the end of the day, once he put that post or he was going to do something to the femme queens at his house, that should have took it to a whole nother level. All friendship, because she's well as a female figure at his house as well. So all that shit's fake to me.
Well, I'm great eating dinner. I'll talk
to
y'all later on.
Me,
I can't do this shit.
But I'm going to get off of here. Father, you need to get off of here. And at the end of the day, we said what we said. And like I said, we don't have – what you need? No, we're not, how much? Okay. I got you.
And then also, Kelly, I want to just say something. I'm reading the comments and all of that. Yes, I do work for the state. I don't have no fucking felonies. If y'all think about it, when did I get a fucking felony?
That's what I'm saying.
Stop explaining that. Those are people. Those are people. Don't you all just explain that to them people?
Because you know where you work at. You know who you work for.
Why are you explaining that to them people?
And
you
anybody
who bring home and
who you can have
shit?
A felony now and work for the government now. So what is you talking about? Even if you did have a felony. And you can work for the state now with a felony. It depends what type of job you're doing and what type of felony you got. Bitch, get the fuck. Kick rock, girl.
Half of them motherfuckers that attended that live early,
don't even have
watching
a job.
That live early, was at home while you was at motherfucking work trying to entertain some fag shit. We told you not to get on that bullshit. Fuck them people.
And that was my last post. It is what it is. She can make her live. She can do whatever she wants. Whoever wants to leave with us, they can go here. Bitch, they never made nothing for this house, and they ain't never going to do nothing for this house. Because at the end of the day, we vibe every
close
time. So goodbye.
That shit going to keep on going. One monkey don't close no motherfucking show, and he ain't going to close it down. He ain't King
you
Kong.
Just, what you lost is a motherfucking friendship and family. And motherfuckers who really was going to have your motherfucker back to the end. And I'm glad you showed me your true colors now on and keep fucking with a bitch and ain't fucking with us. And that's simple as that. And that, well, Africa showed me her motherfucker true colors after this conversation, bitch. I'm just so sick of these fake motherfuckers. If Father Tony had all, if you had all that love for this man and all this respect for this man, and you know I have called you personally and told you how I feel about him, and we talked about this, well as you could have called anybody, you could have called Father and told him how you felt about it. He wasn't talking about you, Africa. You just took it upon yourself and feel like he's talking about you. He never called your name out. He said the only person who talked to them is y'all. You went off for no reason. And maybe I am going off on you because of what you call, but in the end of the day, you owe Father Tony an apology because you misunderstood what he said.
And I believe that relationship can be mended.
And at the end of the day, we still fuck with Africa because that's still family to me, and I don't disrespect. But that bitch Tick Tick, oh, well, fuck you, faggot.
I don't know. I want to be honest with y'all, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, baby. I think all the situations can be mended.
Don't get it twisted, Kelly. We don't have no problem with Tick Tick. Don't ever get it twisted.
One thing about this, Kelly,
they not bullying nobody. He's not bullying no motherfucker body. That's what we not going to entertain him. But far as Africa, that's still, to the end of the day, Africa have definitely been there for me, and I've been there for her. That's family. And it was a misunderstanding, but she took it to another level. But in the end of the day, I'm going to check that bitch because I feel like she had no right to get on here and disrespect my motherfucker father.
And that's just being real. It was a misunderstanding, and she owed him an apology.
And that's period.
I think at the end of the day, like I was just like, I just said, because after I made my first live earlier, I made my second live today. Like I said to Andre after I got off the live, you know, we are family at the end of the day, okay? Family argue, and family go through things. So I know that at the end of the day that y'all can all mend this situation, okay? Because I remember in 99, before the Miss Rod, he tore down motherfucking Atlanta at that ball. Me and Jack was at odds at Andre's house, bitch. I wanted to tear motherfucking Jack motherfucking head off, bitch. Jack was about to bust me in my head with a trophy and everything, bitch. And, baby, at the end of the night, bitch, we made up, bitch, and we was out there locking asses with the girls at that motherfucking ball. So I really think that y'all all can sit down and y'all can all work this out as a collective whole and y'all can all move forward. And that is my goal. For all of y'all to do.
Now, my thing is, we can work shit out with Africa. But like I said, Africa owe my father apology, period. And the second thing about it, we don't have no problem with Tick Tick, but we not sitting down and working anything out with Tick Tick because you showed me that you're not a part of our family. You showed us that even when Letitia and all of them got on there and stuff and they said what they said and stuff like that, they didn't overdrive it. They didn't go to the far as the threats and all this and all that. Like, you could get past all that. But
yeah,
once you start threatening people and doing...
I'm putting myself in the shoes. I'm putting myself in Tick Tick shoes, Keisha. I think y'all can get over it, bitch. When I left the Mizrahi 6 years ago, bitch, I read them for filth mistake, bitch. But they did something to you, though, right?
You felt like they did something to you, right?
Yeah.
But no one did anything to Tick Tick but love him, Kelly. We didn't do anything but love him in open arms. We showed nothing but love. We didn't know nothing to this man. That's what people are not understanding. We did nothing to him. Tick Tick cannot get on here and say we did anything. That's where I'm just lost, where I'm at with this, because where is all this coming from? Like Father said, you were just getting ready to be the overall father of this house.
Keisha, Boogie said to tell you to call him.
No, I don't want to call nobody. I ain't got no I'm good. I'm good. Like I said, Kelly, I don't get involved in all this, but when he started threatening my father, that was just a bitch, no. And when you start threatening the femme queens of this house, we ain't rocking that. Because, baby, we treat, bitch, our girls as our motherfucking bitches. And that's simple as that. Them our motherfucking pride and joys. And we ain't rocking with that, boo, at all. Other than that, I don't got no problem with Tick Tick. As long as he keeps his hands to himself, I'm cool. We cool. We don't want no problems. As long as he keep his hands to his motherfucking self.
I hope y'all can definitely resolve this problem. I'm gonna call Tick Tick and I'm gonna speak with Tick Tick and hopefully I can be a mediator between Tick Tick and having a conversation with Tony to find out, just like the Mizrahis just had to find out who was the mole and who was the leak and who was the one actually starting the shit, bitch, because somebody was over there, some one person, it maybe not have been everybody, but somebody was starting the shit and feeding him false information. So maybe we can get to the bottom of this and resolve the situation so this situation don't have to go further than him and David. You
but
know.
It's too much damage. Like, you disrespected the overall mother of this house. You disrespected mothers in this house. Like, far as Father Tony and Tick Tick relationship, they could try to pair that shit. But other than that, honey, bitch, I don't know. We good. I don't give a fuck. We good on that. She where she at. I would never trust her.
You don't have to attend every party that you were invited to. You ain't shit to prove.
But that's a good thing that you're doing. You reaching out to Tick Tick and you reaching out to Father. But don't care, don't reach out to me, honey, because I'm telling you now, fuck her.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try my damnedest to resolve this situation, honey. Okay, because I know,
okay.
Baby. Okay, all right. Baby. I know Father Tony from back in the day from the project. I want it.
Just go on.
I don't want it at all, just, bitch. Okay, I don't want
all right.
it. I don't want it, baby. I don't want no parts of it, bitch. Okay, because the bitch gonna have to go hide her fat ass up underneath a car, bitch, and I can't hide up underneath a car, bitch. My ass might stick it out. Okay, I want it. Okay, so I'm gonna try to get to the bottom of this situation. Y'all know, bitch, I'm a messy bitch, and I like the mess and the drama and shit. I bring it, but I'm gonna try to get this situation resolved because that's what I'm gonna do, honey. And I'm gonna try my damnedest, bitch. That's what I'm gonna do. But I want to thank everybody for coming up on the show, honey. Keisha and Dick Johnson. Keisha was asleep because she worked at nighttime. Dick Johnson was at work this morning, and they wanted to respond. So I gave them an opportunity to respond. So that's why we had Lituation Wednesday here tonight. I gave them a chance to respond because everybody deserves a chance to respond. So that's why we did the show. But I want to thank y'all for definitely coming and being a part of the show, and I'm going to do my damnedest to resolve this situation, honey, in the next 26 days before everybody meets up. Okay, so
you
I thank y'all for definitely calling in.
Well, thank you, Mama.
Okay. Yes, right. God, honey, baby. Yes, this was Lituation. This is Lituation Wednesday, honey. This was another installment of the Jess Kelly Show. Y'all can always follow me on Instagram. Hold on, y'all. I gotta take this call. Hold on. So hold on one minute. Y'all can always follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at JUSSKELLY. I want to thank all of y'all for definitely tuning into this show on a special edition of Lituation Wednesday, where I can definitely always get it lit, I can always get it crump, I can give y'all the good, I can give y'all the bad, and I can also give y'all the ugly, honey, okay? Make sure y'all subscribe to my YouTube channel at BigSexy140 on YouTube, and make sure you definitely follow me here on Facebook and tune in and press the tune-in button when you see me on live, because you can always get the motherfucking drama and get the mess. This was another installment of the Jess Kelly Show. I am the icon, Jess Kelly, and thank y'all for tuning in to this special edition of Lituation Wednesday. Bitch, bye.